This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know if we have a three strikes, you're out policy where I live, but I'm a little nervous because I just seem to be getting a lot of homeowners violations. I mean, I'm a little nervous by this. Homeowners associations are getting pretty powerful. They're really all up in your business. Well, one issue I had was I had a couple weeds. That was like earlier in the year or last year. There were a couple weeds that came up, and I was like, oh, well, that's adding oxygen to the air, photosynthesis. I mean, they were some really well, nice, leafy, they look like plants. And I'm like, well, we got desert landscaping, which I always kind of have a problem with because I really want to see, like, you know, I really want to add more greenery, you know, to the desert. True, we don't get a lot of water, but I'm like, you know, I predicted we were going to have a good rainy season, which we did. You know, it rained yesterday. So I'm like, you know, yeah. And so, you know, we had some weeds, and I left them because they didn't look like weeds. They looked like plants, and I got dinged. Ding! Then our garbage was over full, and I guess it was windy because Las Vegas is pretty windy. Las Vegas, I think, is windier than Chicago. And I guess the wind was so bad that the top bag flew out. And so, you know, there was, you know, paper towel and, you know, old pizza and tampon boxes, you know, going all over the neighborhood. Ding! It's like, okay, come on, man. Sorry, how do you know it was mine? I mean, there's a lot of younger women in the neighborhood that probably use, you know, tampon products, but, you know, I think some people listen to the show, so they know everything about me. They know the brand. They know whatever. All right, fine. Fine. Then, the latest, is my younger son, he's been 16 for a while, and, you know, we don't have a problem dropping him off at school and things like that, you know, because, you know, we really couldn't, it didn't make sense to buy a fourth car. I mean, I have a car, my husband has a car, because we all go separate ways. My son has to drive to college, and he's in state, so yeah, he could have a car. But now the youngest one, he kind of needs to be on his own. And so we're doing a hand-me-down. So my old Jeep went to my older son, and I was going down to him. And so we had to get my college son a used car. So we did. The problem is we have a two-car garage. And a lot of homeowners associations, you're not allowed to park on the street. I don't know. Homeowners association have all these rules now. Because they think it'll hurt property values if your car, you know, with like a, you know, 2020 bumper sticker on there or something. I don't know. So they want cars out of the view or at least on the driveway. So with a two-car garage, we could technically get four cars on there. We do have a third garage, but it has all this crap in it. My husband's like a speedboat. So he's got this like cheap little boat thingy that like takes up a whole flip of garage. So anyway, to make a long story short, we always park on the street. Ding! So I don't know if I'm going to be at the three strikes you're out. And I'm a little nervous about this because I don't really know what a homeowners association looks like. I know they send nasty letters, and I know it's more than one person. See, if it's one person, maybe two people or a panel of five, I got that. But if it's a room full of people, no, you know what? I have that. You know what? Maybe the flip side. I can handle a room full of people. I just can't handle one single person. You know, if there's like a master king, you know, like a Game of Thrones of the realm, you know. So what can or can't they do? Well, technically, a homeowner association cannot kick me out of the neighborhood. I mean, I know my neighbors are like, oh, man, darn. I'm like, come on. So they can't kick me out of the neighborhood. But what they can do is lien my house. They could fine me and fine me and fine me and fine me. They'd have to find me first to find me, but yeah, anyway. And then they could lien my house. But the Fair Housing Act does protect me because they can't discriminate against me only. Okay? So I have, I mean, I could say, look, you know, those other cars are parking on the street. You know, she uses tampons. I mean, I should be able to fight this in court. What's very interesting, I didn't know, is some states allow you to dry your clothes on a clothesline. They say 19 states have put laws on the books to prohibit an HOA restriction of our right to solar drying, which is solar drying is clothesline. Putting your clothes out on a clothesline allows you to save money, save energy. But the HOA hates it because they see your pink shirt. They see your tidy whities. I mean, you guys have seen my underwear. I mean, it's like, right? Nobody wants to see that driving around. So apparently, some of the CCNRs, the covenants, conditions, and restrictions, are not allowed to mess with your clothesline. Unless, of course, you have a shared backyard. They can't just fine you for the hell of it. They can't do that. They can't do that if you're Jewish or Hispanic or black or white or male or female. They can't do that. They can't. You can fight that. They can't make decisions on the fly saying, you know what, you're not allowed to, hang a bra as a flag for that holiday. Like, let's say there's women's rights holiday or whatever. Okay, you cannot put a bra on your house. And you're like, wait, where is that written? Like, well, you can't. Yeah, so they can't, you know, and so, you know, if there's not that rule, they can't make that up, right? They can't demand that you take down your dish. Cable TV decisions are protected. Now, there may be certain places where you have to put your dish, but they can't mix that up. They also can't nix native plants, according to Realtor.com. So if you have plants that are native, even if the community has an overall design plan, if it's a non-native plant, yeah, they can mess with you. But native plants, no. Because, again, they grow in the desert. And you are allowed to fight them in court. So, yeah, I don't think I'm moving anytime soon. But I will prove that that's... I'll do what it takes. I'll get every lawyer in the book to say 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call
Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, his work on the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, when I grew up, I was a lot different than I am today. I was a lot more practical. I wasn't as... It's weird. You would think I would have more of the whole fairy tale image of life, and I was just a lot more practical. And it's because I was very goal-oriented, and I had things to do. I wanted to move out of the house as fast as I can. I needed to come up with money so I could support myself. I needed to support myself. I knew I was going to need money to help support my family. And I was just very, very goal-oriented. So when it came time to, like, football teams, right, or baseball teams, and getting into, you know, I don't know, you know, oh, Cowboys. I thought the Cowboys were cool. I like them. But if I wasn't going to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader one day, why am I wasting my time? So I would only waste my time if I called it that. And you guys know I'm a diehard football fan now. But I would only designate my time to anything that would help my goal. All right? Like, I would play with bugs. Not so much because I had nothing better to do but play with bugs, but because I was studying them, and I was going to make a bug collection. If I was going to read a book, I would never read a book for fun. If I'm going to read a book, I'm going to read a book for class. So I would find out what my required reading was going to be, and if I had to read The Great Gatsby the next year, I'd read The Great Gatsby. So everything I did, I wouldn't waste one moment of time on something that really didn't have a benefit to me or to others around me. Now, once I get out of medical school, of course, loving football, I get some Netflix, and then I see a TV show, and I'm like, oh, wow. But I had a tough time stopping to watch a television show. I would watch TV all the time. But there would have to be a reason for it. For me to stop my day, and you know I'm a workaholic, for me to stop my day to watch a television show or a series, there had to be a reason. Well, I'm in the media. I need to know what's out there. I would watch American Idol. I would watch Glee. I would watch every hit show because I'm like, I need to be aware. And then I just fell in love with football. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pick a team. I'm going to support the Cowboys. I mean, I've always liked the Cowboys, but I'm going to become diehard. And then for years, I've been a diehard Cowboy fan, and I love the Cowboys. Well, the problem I'm seeing is some people take it way too far. And they take it so far that they get depressed. So, Rams didn't win the Super Bowl. The Rams should have all been elated that they made it to the Super Bowl. They did phenomenal this year. But I mean, the Rams actually made it to the Super Bowl. Oh my God. But to get depressed that they didn't win? For the Packers to not make it to the Super Bowl for a few years now, many years now? Do you really need to get depressed? So I don't have a problem with you being a diehard football fan or a TV show fan. As long as your life doesn't get ruined as a result. Now, with relationships, it's a little tricky. If I'm in a relationship, I'm going to go all in. I'm going to love my husband to death, love him. But if he leaves me, it's going to suck. I'm going to be miserable. Well, that's the risk I take. You know, you can't just always circle the equator. You got to kind of dive deep. You can't just float on the surface. You're not going to enjoy life. But there's a lot of people out there that will never go deep. If they got hurt, if they got screwed over, they'll never jump off their floating or their inner tube. That's a good analogy, right? Well, the reason why I'm bringing this up, and this is so stupid, I just don't get it, is apparently there are people needing counseling because Game of Thrones ended. Fox News is reporting Game of Thrones counseling is available for those mourning the loss of the show. They say last night's series finale felt more like losing a loved one than the end of a television show. Bark.com, a UK-based social network that helps match users, match with service providers like dog walkers, is offering a specialized Game of Thrones counseling service. Are you kidding me? That promises to help bereft fans seeking support and get the help they need through this tough time. So people are upset that Game of Thrones is done. They say grief-stricken fans have an opportunity to book with their qualified counselors for half an hour full sessions, starting at $25. The professionals will help struggling viewers digest their feelings and interpretation of the show, which could range from anger and confusion to sadness and grief. Now, they say to anyone who's ever lost a friend or family member, this might seem trivializing grief, but forlorn fans are making their suffering known on social media. And you actually see people acting like they lost a limb, that they're upset. Our military must be looking at a bunch of us like we are the biggest bunch of weenies. They've lost friends, and here we are crying over a TV show ending. Now, they say, apparently, A Song of Ice and Fire Author George R.R. Martin promises two more books, The Winds of Winter and A Dream of Spring, in the book series. He's also working on a sixth novel for the better part of a decade, because I guess the HBO series started to depart from the books back in season 5. They say Game of Thrones showrunners D.B. Weiss and David Benioff are allegedly privy to his final vision. I heard that the Game of Thrones guys are going to be doing three Star Wars trilogy, which would be fantastic. And I hear the books aren't like the movie, the series. The books weren't as good. But the problem I'm seeing with a lot of people is they don't have a life. And I know that's a phrase we've been saying since the 80s. Get a life. But no, think about it. I see this with breakups. I see people that go through a breakup, they just can't move on. They built their whole life around this one person. Now, this one person is a part of your life, a big part of your life. That one person may be your life. You might say, you are my is. Right? You complete me. You might say that. I tell the kids that all the time, you're my is. My husband's like, what does that mean? You're my is. It kind of means like, you're my, I is. It's like, when something is, they be. You're why I be. You're my is. Right? They get it. My husband doesn't get it, but they get it. Being in my womb, they pick up on my illogic and my bad grammar. But maybe what we need to be doing to train people to be more psychologically strong, which is a big issue as older, non-millennials, we missed the millennial age by a couple years, but as older generation is worried about the younger generation is they're not tough. Many of us, we lost homes and fires. We lost family members. We lost, I had to grow up with stories of depression and, Holocaust. Some of you are Holocaust survivors and depression survivors. When you've lost something, you realize you're not going to make a real big deal about some of these little things. But you have a lot of people that just wrap their mind around something. I mean, I remember I told you I had patients coming in upset when Bush won over Gore. And they wanted antidepressants. And I'm like, are you saying this to be, dramatic? Or are you really need an antidepressant? And yeah, you know how many people thought Hillary was going to win? People were depressed. They were, and I get politics. You love the country. You love politics. But you have both your arms and legs. You have a working heart. You have four beautiful children. You have a beautiful wife. You have a good job. And you're going on an antidepressant because you don't like who the new president is going to be? That's a problem. I told you guys, politics are games. Yes, I want the election to go one way or versus another in 2020. But if it doesn't go my way, I move on. I continue to live. I might be a little upset. It's hard to lose. Yeah, it's hard to lose a show. If you love it and you made it a part of your life and you did Game of Thrones games and had parties and you don't have that anymore. Football season. You know how many of us get depressed when football season ends? I get a little bit sad when football season ends. I'm like, what do I do with my Sundays now? Well, I go outside, hike. I got a beautiful family. I got beautiful weather. So, guys, start getting a life and making sure you have a cushion of something emotionally, because you will lose something and you got to be able to still keep fighting. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A domestic disturbance leads to a shooting of three police officers in Auburn, Alabama, late yesterday. A police spokesman says
three officers were injured, one of them fatally. Two were serious, but both of them will be expected to recover.
Now, late word is a suspect is in custody after killing that one cop and injuring the two others. As Grady Wayne Wilkes was captured this morning, the shooting took place as police were responding to a domestic disturbance, but Wilkes showed up dressed in camouflage and body armor when he shot those officers. Democratic Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says he will sign a restrictive abortion bill if it reaches his desk. Lawmakers close to passing the heartbeat bill to restrict abortions after about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I remember one of my listeners said broccoli is a wonder food because her arthritis would go away when she would eat broccoli. And I have to admit, my joints feel better when I eat broccoli. I know, that's what some young people are listening to the show going, really, we have to hear about Dr. Dahlia's arthritis? Yeah, I got arthritis. All right, when you run and ski and do sports and exercise a lot, you will, the joints go. I'm telling you right now, got to keep the exercise up and stay slim, but you will have arthritis, okay? Just don't think you're not going to age, you young guys out there. You're going to age. But they say that broccoli may contain an amazing ingredient that could be the Achilles heel of cancer. You guys get the whole Achilles heel? There's an Achilles tendon, which is pretty cool. I like the Achilles tendon because it's kind of easy to tap and check a reflex. It's kind of in the back of the heel. As you know, Achilles was a demigod or a half god. very, very handsome, played by Brad Pitt. And you could have killed guy could have died. But he did have one area by his foot that if an arrow went through, you could bring him down, and then once you bring him down, you could kill him. So they call it the Achilles heel. They still, even today, they call it the Achilles tendon. I love how we still incorporate Greek mythology into medicine. I think it's, the Andromeda uvula. Well, I don't know what we call it, but anyway, so very, very cool. So anyway, broccoli, as you know, is a cruciferous vegetable. I think cruciferous means it's kind of round and lobulate, and it's got a lot of surface area. So the cruciferous vegetables include cabbage, cauliflower, kale. I know it's cauliflower, but I call it cauliflower, kale, and Brussels sprouts. I don't eat any of those. I'm not a big cruciferous vegetable fan. Give me carrot and I'm good. But they have a powerful molecule that deactivates the gene responsible for cancerous tumor growth, known as WWP1. Now, study lead author Dr. Pier Paolo Pandolfi from the Cancer Center and Cancer Research Institute at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center said the discovery could pave the way for new cancer treatment. They say it's really exciting. I've been bombarded by journalists because of the broccoli connection. Let's be honest. Forget what you think about the science. The fact that something that your grandmother say would is good for you is appealing. Pandolfi and his team suspected that a gene called PTEN could cause irregularities and defects in the WWP1. So upon testing their theory on cancer-prone mice and human cells, they discovered that WWP1 produces an enzyme that will overpower the tumor suppressive activity of PTEN. But they found that in cruciferous vegetables, the indole-3 carbonyl can reawaken the cancer-fighting properties of PTEN. So it could stop a mechanism that prevents your cancer-fighting mechanism. So it's a double negative, meaning the enemy of your enemy is your friend. That being said, the problem is you need to eat about 6 pounds a day of uncooked Brussels sprouts in order to reap the anti-cancer benefits. So that's the problem with any of this stuff, like resveratrol. Resveratrol and grapes. You would have to drink gallons and gallons and gallons of wine a day. I know. Fine by me. No, not fine by me. You'd have to drink gallons to get the resveratrol effect. A lot of people try to make the extract. They put in pill form. It's not as good, not as effective. These pill forms of things just don't seem to work as well. But we do find that people that eat a lot of fruits and vegetables and fish, they just seem to kind of not get as many things as those of us that eat processed food. So, you know, pretty cool stuff. A study was published in the journal Science for those of you guys who want to check that out. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. A landmark study claims, now I don't know who made money on this one, that processed foods may be addictive. Well, duh. A new study from the National Institutes of Health wanted to understand why a bag of potato chips ends up being eaten in one fell swoop. So it's in the journal Cell Metabolism, and it shows that ultra-processed foods may actually have something habit-forming in them, pushing people to overeat and gain more weight than those on whole food or a minimally processed food diet. They say previous studies have shown that eating foods like this is associated with an increased risk of cancer, cardiovascular disease, and early death. But these observational self-reported studies could only show a correlation. So scientists could not directly attribute a diet of processed foods with obesity and illness. So NIH, first of its kind study, strictly controlled, looked at a diet of ultra-processed would consume more than 508 calories on average. Each person gained about 2 pounds during the two-week period. Those on the unprocessed diet actually lost weight, lost 2 pounds. Probably because they usually eat like crap, and now they have to be on an unprocessed diet. So they were surprised, because they matched the two diets for sugar, fat, carbohydrates, protein, sodium. So what would be so magical about the ultra-processed food? So, like, remember I told you guys you could have a 200-calorie salad and a 200-calorie Coca-Cola, but you would gain weight if you drank the Coca-Cola but not the salad? It's because everything's different in the way your body reacts to it. It's this whole calorie in equals calorie out is a little archaic. It's what are the type, what is the vehicle by which you're getting these calories? You know, a calorie from a Coca-Cola is not the same as a calorie from a salad. It's not. It can't be. So, they said people ate more calories on the ultra-processed diet, gained more weight, and body fat. So what they did, they took 20 healthy volunteers who were admitted to the NIH Metabolic Clinical Research Unit, divided into two groups, one on an ultra-processed diet like white bread, canned produce, jarred condiments, the other from made-from-scratch meals where they had to like make their own tuna salad or whatever. After 2 weeks, the groups traded regimens, and then the participants were provided three meals a day plus unlimited water and snacks according to their assigned diet. Everything they consumed was recorded. So, what were the processing? They had this NOVA food classification system, such as a breakfast of Honey Nut Cheerios, whole milk with added fiber, packaged blueberry muffin, and margarine was considered ultra-processed. But an unprocessed breakfast was a parfait with plain Greek yogurt, strawberries, bananas, walnuts, salt, olive oil, sliced apples, fresh squeezed lemon. Now, both participants agreed that what they ate was yummy. Even the unprocessed. So they said to make up for the lack of dietary fiber in the processed diet, they were given beverages with added fiber, like juice or lemonade. Participants who started on the processed diet snacked on an additional 508 calories a day, put on 2 pounds, and gained more body fat in the first 2 weeks. But once they switched over to the whole foods, they lost the weight. And they had better glucose levels, etc. So, we don't know if it's the texture, if it's the salt. I mean, for me, salt is very addictive. I love salt. Salt really hits my pleasure center. Salt and sugar. Sometimes with me, for sugar, I need to stop. But with salt, I could just keep eating salt. And so, we really need to kind of look at this, and it's the same thing, different day. But if you could eat a fresh apple, don't buy apple slices, right, or applesauce. You know, if you could eat whole grain bread, do that instead of, you know, white bread. But most of our diet, I see what people do. They'll have, like, an egg McMuffin for breakfast. They'll do, like, a peanut butter and jelly on white bread. Maybe grab a banana or two. And then for dinner, they might do a TV dinner. Well, the body doesn't like that stuff. No wonder we're not living as long, you know, and those of us that eat like crap. So we need to step it up, and we need to kind of go back to more natural, old school. I'd rather you grab some chicken from Walmart, cook it up, have it pre-cooked, little bags, ready for the week. If you don't think it'll taste good after 2-3 days, fine. Do cooking twice a week. I don't care. 1-877-DOLLY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I like hot dogs. I really like beef hot dogs. Probably my favorite hot dog is the Hebrew National hot dog. Not because, you know, it's Hebrew National or kosher or anything like that. It's because it just tastes good. I also like the Hebrew National salami. I just like the taste. I don't know why. I just do. Well, Vienna beef, I guess I like them pretty much. I like them. I just don't eat a lot of hot dogs because of processed food. Apparently, thousands of pounds have had to be recalled due to possible metal contamination. 2,030 pounds of skinless beef frankfurters have been recalled. These have been shipped to Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, and Vienna Beef LTD based out of Congo, out of Chicago. Yeah. Not the Congo, Chicago. has issued the recall. Now, nobody has gotten sick from the metal contaminants, but they are extraneous materials, specifically metal. Now, they say the possible contaminants were said to be discovered at a Vienna Beef facility, but it didn't really specify which Vienna Beef facility. The USDA Food Inspection and Safety Service Food Safety Inspection Service is urging any food service institutions to discard of any packages of skinless beef frankfurters that contain the establishment code ENT1, and then they have all the different descriptions. Can I just say something with that statement? See, any food service institution, meaning when you go to a restaurant and you buy a hot dog, or a kid buys a hot dog, they're probably just getting one of these store hot dogs. You want to know why I never order orange juice anymore at a grocery store? Because, or not at a grocery store, at a breakfast place. Because I was having breakfast with a friend of mine at a very popular chain. It wasn't IHOP, don't worry, it wasn't IHOP. But it was a pretty popular, good chain. And I saw the manager run around with one of those gallon containers of, like, the Tropicana orange juice. Now, those containers cost, you know, a few bucks. Yet my glass cost $4.50. And I'm like, wait a second. I should have just drank the orange juice at home and then go to the restaurant and have water. Now, I get it. Orange juice always seems to taste better at a restaurant than at home. I don't understand why it is. You know, some restaurants will say, oh, you know, we're selling Tropicana orange juice or Minute Maid orange juice. I mean, they'll even say the brand. Like, I could have bought that at home for cheaper. Well, same thing bar. You know, when I bartended, oh, my gosh. You know, you have, like, a $30 bottle of Jack Daniels, and that could make hundreds and hundreds of dollars of drinks. You know, do-it-yourself is a hell of a lot cheaper. But, yeah, I just can't order orange juice at a restaurant because it's the markup is so ridiculous. Same thing with soda. I'm seeing that a glass of soda, now I understand they do, you know, refillable, but $4.50 for a soda? Please. So I drink water. Gotta save money. Well, Ford employees may have to save money. Did you guys hear about this? Making headlines today, Ford is gonna cut 10% of its salaried employees. 7,000 jobs lost, including 800 in North America. They say Ford's going to cut 7,000 jobs, about 10% of its 70,000 employees. 20% of these jobs will be senior-level managers. No job is safe, people. 800 of the cuts will be in North America, which means a lot of the workers are not in North America. 500 of them coming tomorrow will be cut. The cuts should all be complete by August. Some contract workers will also lose their jobs, though the company didn't specify how many. Ford also didn't say what divisions might see the most losses, though a bulk of the 7,000 eliminated jobs are likely to come from the company's decision to close a plant and leave the South American commercial truck market. Non-salaried workers, if you include those, Ford employs over 200,000 people. Now, apparently these cuts are part of an $11 billion restructuring that was announced last July by Jim Hackett. We talked about that. And the company tapped him for his reputation as a leader in at furniture company Steelcase. And he wanted to embrace relationships with Silicon Valley, which a lot of the automakers are doing because they're doing more tech. So, Ford has had some lagging performance. The car industry, I don't know how safe that industry is going to be. On one end, you're going to see a big boom because of these automated, this, you know, automation. But on the other end, people are not, millennials, younger people aren't that hip on the whole car thing. People Uber. We went to dinner with some people, and then they had to go to a show. We didn't want to go to the show because I was busy, so we, you know, to help drop them off. We're like, you know, where's your car? We'll, you know, we'll take it to your car if you need. Like, no, we Ubered. People who have vehicles, Uber. Now, maybe it's because so they could drink, so they don't have to deal with traffic, so they don't have to get pulled over. I don't know. But remember, you're losing the ability to drive would be so disabling. Now, no, you can have chauffeurs at your fingertips and not that expensive. And so I think some people may be like, you know what? Maybe we don't need to be a two-car family. Or when you have kids, a three-car family. Maybe we just did the two cars, use the car when you need, and whoever doesn't have a car, Uber. And, you know, if you look at Uber costs, it's cheaper than a car. You're not paying for gas, you're not paying for insurance, you're not paying for the car. Or the lease, or the monthly payments. So I wonder what's going to happen to the car industry as more and more people are like, why am I spending money on a car? The millennials are the downsizing generation. They do fine in less workspaces. They don't need big computers because they have laptops, they have tablets. They don't have to have big screen TVs. The millennials are a lot more practical. They don't have to have big, huge houses. They're like, we're fine with our space. They're, you know, same thing with cars. So many of them Uber. So it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see. But one question I get from listeners is, what do I do if I get a choice of quitting and taking a severance or not quitting and taking my chances? A lot of times when these companies bring up the idea of jobs being cut, they do that somehow as a test. Because those who, you know, want to leave will leave. If you hear that you're working for a company that may lay you off in a year, you may look to find stable work. So a lot of times they could get rid of a lot of people that way. And then they only have to lay off less people, because a lot of people may leave on their own. Others that are diehard going, no, I grew up with this company, I love this company, they might stay and fight it out. Now, once I see a company having to restructure and having to, you know, give people that option, look, we'll give you a severance, I say take the severance and run. You know, and I know it's that whole concept of, do I switch shopping lines and then am I going to be in a bigger line? Remember, I came from a family that got killed in the Holocaust. They go, rather than take my chances and keep my house and keep my job, right? Some left, and those that left lived. Those that didn't died. So when I'm given an opportunity of take a severance and leave, I do. That would be my choice. So any of you guys, because trust me, there's going to be another recession. It doesn't matter who's in office. Trump's doing some great things for the economy, but we got automation, and we got a whole different sort of commercial and consumer landscape. And if your company is asking for volunteers to leave and you don't really like your job and you see the writing on the wall, leave while you can get a severance. That's all I could say. I know this isn't really a money show, but some people can wait right out the storm. I would be of that thinking, going, oh, well, it's going to be a small storm. I don't know. This might be these tornadoes like we're seeing in the Midwest, which, by the way, prayers to everybody dealing with that. Be safe out there, people. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.